If you got your Bibles, turn with me to a very familiar scripture, John chapter 14. Oh, yes. And I've been pondering this one word that's been on my heart for the last 2 weeks. And I have been studying about it, and I've been researching about it, and been pondering about it, and praying about it, and the Lord hasn't changed it. I believe this is a message that's much needed in the world today, especially for people who are God's men, like that's us right. Today, preachers and deacons, people who are considered as leaders in the church.
Amen.
And, you know, everything is breaking loose in this world today. We see today all kinds of stuff going on. We've heard about riots, and we've heard about people being treated unfairly and all this other stuff. That's a small drop in the bucket compared to the bigger picture.
Amen.
And the bigger picture is Jesus.
Amen.
The bigger picture is this world. Amen. It's going to end one day, and we're going to be having a new heaven, a new earth.
Yeah.
Amen. And we'll have to worry about no voting system. We'll have to Jesus is going to be the light of that city.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be no electrical power outages, anything like that. Jesus is going to be the light. He's going to be the ruler of that kingdom. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm a citizen of that kingdom. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not a citizen of this world. I'm a citizen of a greater country like Abraham was. Amen.
Yeah.
But if you got your Bible in John 14, chapter 1, verse 1, we're going to donate a few verses and skip around a little bit. But it says some very comforting words. This is when Jesus was about to go away, was about to be crucified.
Thank you, Lord.
He wanted to give his people comfort.
Amen.
He said in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled.
Mm.
Let not your heart be troubled.
That's right.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
John chapter 14, verse 2 now. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yep.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Yep.
And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Amen. Skip over to verse 16. He says, I will pray my Father. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Because it seeth him not.
That's right.
Neither knoweth him.
Yes.
But ye know him.
Yes.
I'm glad I know him.
Yes.
But for he dwelleth in you, dwelleth with you, and shall be in you.
Amen.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Skip down to verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Amen.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe.
Yes.
Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father give me commandment, even so do I. Arise, let us go hence. Skip over to chapter 16, and this goes right along with it. Let's go down here to verse 32 and 33. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
Right.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.
Yes.
And in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
That's as much reading we're going to do. I'm glad we've got an overcomer today.
Amen.
We know that we're more than conquerors because Jesus was conqueror. Amen.
Amen.
He conquered this world. He came here. He didn't sin a bit. He didn't have any guile or blemish in him.
That's right.
Amen. He became the propitiation for our sins.
Yeah.
Amen. He became the sacrifice with whom God was well pleased.
Yes.
Amen. And we know that Christ overcame the world. I'm glad that if we're in Christ and we abide in him, we're already overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. Glad for that. But the word that was on my heart this past couple of weeks and has just really settled down into my soul, amen, is that word we find in verse 27 of John chapter 14. It says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And that's peace, amen. I'm glad there's peace in Jesus. Amen. There's peace in Christ. Amen. I'm glad I can come to the house of the Lord where I can find peace. I'm glad I can kneel down beside my bedside of a night or beside my chair wherever I'm at home. I can find peace. I'm glad if I'm driving out here on the highway, if I decide that the Lord gives me a spell to have, I can go outside, amen, get down on my knees and have peace. I'm glad peace is just a whisper away. Peace is just a prayer away. And if there's ever time that we need peace in our heart, amen, it's the day we're living. You can't turn on the TV without some kind of bad news going on. Amen. You can call them liberal. You can call them whatever you want to. The bad thing is it's always negative. It's always bad news. Amen. But I'm glad I'm here to proclaim the good news. Amen. Amen. The Bible talks about the gospel, and that is the good news. You know what we need in this world today more than anything other than peace? We need a little bit more good news. Amen. I tell you what, I'm tired of the bad news all the time. Every time I turn on the TV or get on my phone or whatever, there's always bad news. Somebody back talking this and that. The Bible says that the devil is the accuser. I'll tell you what, he's out in this world like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And if you're not careful, you get sucked right into it with him. Amen. Need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Need to keep our eyes on the good news. I'm glad there's still some good news. You won't find it in the newspaper. Amen. You'll have to crack open that word you talked about a little bit. You got to crack open the Bible, the Word of God. Amen. The Word that is God breathed and God inspired. Amen. It's not run dry. It's not got old fashioned. It's not died away. It's not expired. Amen. Yesterday's news is yesterday's news. But this Word, hey, it'll live forever and ever. Amen. God stands our words and settle forever in heaven. Amen. Not a jot or a tittle shall fail. Amen. All that Jesus said, all this Word predicts will come to pass. Whether the world likes it or not, whether the world wants to believe like they do or not, amen, every bit of it's going to come to pass like He said it was. But I thought about this word peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. Amen, I'm glad today He didn't leave us comfortless. He didn't leave us without peace. Amen, with our hearts no doubt were torn to pieces when they realized that He was going to have to go to an old rugged cross, have to give His life, amen, by somebody that they had followed and was with for 3.5 years. And watched Him in His ministry and grew up with Him to a certain extent in His ministry. Amen. The one that called them away from the lifestyle they were living. The one that cleansed them from the lifestyle they were living. All of a sudden He's going to have to be taken away, but I'm glad. He said, I'll not leave you alone. Amen. I'll not leave you comfortless. Amen. I'll send you a comforter, and I'm going to leave you with my peace.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He says, I'm going to leave you. He said, I'll leave you my peace I give unto you. Notice this, not as the world giveth.
That's right.
I was sitting in the chair the other day pondering on this. Maybe I was lying in bed. I don't remember where I was. But I got to thinking about that. That really stuck out to me. Not as the world giveth.
Amen.
You know, the world has a counterfeit just about anything the Lord's got. Amen. The world thinks they know peace.
Yeah.
Bible talks about they'll say peace, peace.
Yeah.
Then come a sudden destruction.
Yeah.
Amen. The world will promise you all kinds of things. They may think it's peace, but they don't know what they're talking about. Over there in Titus, it talks about how they, in their mouths, they do profess Him, but in their works, they deny Him. Amen. They want to make you think they know what peace is all about. Amen. But they don't know God in their heart. You see in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it talks about the spirit and the flesh, how they're at enmity one with another.
Yes.
And the world can't understand peace. He just talked about over here, the world don't understand it. They can't receive it because they don't see God.
Amen.
God. Corinthians over there, Paul talked about the spiritually things that are discerned. He said the natural man don't receive these things.
Amen.
Amen. No matter how much you try to make the world understand, unless they submit to an ever-loving God, they submit to an almighty God. They always have their idea of what peace is. Just like love. Amen. I was watching the TV today and all the time the commercials come on and there's just one commercial about this old dating site. Well, that's why I trust this dating site. I want to know about love, so I trust this dating site. I'm telling you what, the internet could go down tomorrow and all hope is gone. Amen. But I'm glad today you can't shoot an EMP in the air and knock out God. Amen. You can't take out God no matter what try you do. Amen. Many people in the Old Testament, amen, they tried to come against God's people. I'm reminded of Sennacherib. Amen. The old king over there, the Syrians. Coming against Hezekiah. Hezekiah got all upset about this. Amen. They sent a letter over there to Hezekiah and talked about how his God and none of the gods were able to overcome him. Since he'd been conquering all these lands, he got out down to the floor. He took his letter. He said, Lord, amen. He said, spread it out. Said, Lord, look what this Sennacherib has done. He began to plead with God, began to talk to God about the thing that's going on. Hey, and before you know it, he didn't have to do anything. Amen. They woke up the next day, and the angel of the Lord had come down in the camp. And he slaughtered the whole army. Amen. So many thousands of men. Amen. Couldn't lift a finger. And Sennacherib fled into his own homeland. And there over there, later on, he was killed, I think it was, by two sons. Worshiping the house of his God. I'm telling you, the gods of the world won't do you any good. They won't get you anywhere. Amen. God talked all about those in Isaiah 40, the 40 chapters, the chapters of the 40s there. Talks about how they take a piece of wood and they burn a piece of it in the fire. Then they take a piece of it and they carve a little bit of God out of that. They take a piece of it and do this thing with it and come to find out if there's a God you can burn, it ain't true God. Amen. I'm glad there's a God that answered in fire one day. Amen. They had 12 barrelfuls of water on the sacrifice. And God came down and that fire lapped up the water. Amen. God is a God of fire and He can't be consumed by it. Amen. He does the consuming. Amen. And no all this is going to come out. And I'm telling you, Jesus said, I'm going to give you peace such as the world cannot give. He's talking about the prince of this world. Amen. There's the difference between the prince of peace and the prince of this world. Amen. This world tries to give you peace. They try to give you all kinds of things. They'll try to give you love. But you can't trust the world because they don't know God. Amen. It said here, we just read in verse 17, the spirit of truth the world cannot receive because they don't know Him. They see Him not. But you know Him. Amen. If He's in your heart, you know Him. And you know His voice. Amen.
That's right. That's God.
My peace I give unto you and I leave it with you. Isaiah over there in chapter 26. Amen. He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace.
Amen.
Whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. Because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I'm glad God has everlasting strength. Amen, ain't you? Amen, sometimes I get wore out and I get tired. Can't hardly move, seems like. This old body keeps getting older and older and I don't feel any better. But amen, I'm glad I've got one that's got everlasting strength. Amen, He's got peace to give and peace abundantly to give to those who want it. Amen. And to those who will come to the fountain and drink of the water of life freely. Want to know how to obtain peace in 2021 when all chaos is breaking loose? Keep your mind on Jesus. Amen. God said He'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Jesus' peace is a perfect peace. Amen. The world can't give you anything that's perfect. The world is all kinds of cursed and stained from sin. And they can't give you anything that's perfect. But Christ came in the world. He was without spot. He was without blemish. Amen. He has nothing that He hadn't felt that we felt. Amen. And He's a priest that's not been touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. Because of that, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace to help in time of need. Perfect peace. I'm glad Jesus has perfect peace. You see, the world today can't offer peace. Why is that? I read this scripture just earlier today looking for something else and found this one. Amen. And that's because in Isaiah 57, verse 20 and 21, it says, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Amen. This world can't offer you peace. Amen. You can't live for the devil and offer peace because they don't even know peace. Amen. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. They're like the troubled sea. They're just wallowing all over the place and they're just stormed all around them. Something like that can offer you peace. But I'm glad Amen. Jesus was in the middle of a storm one time. Amen. They was out there on the boat. Amen. And the ones that were in the boat with him, the disciples, they were starting to get worried. Amen. They're starting to get a little worried there, Brother Michael. Amen. Here comes the sea, a raging and a roaring. Amen. All of a sudden, he comes to the boat. He tells them, "While ye of little faith." Amen. He goes and rebukes the sea, and he says, "Peace, be still." His peace can steal your heart. His peace, amen, can calm your troubled soul. Amen. One of my favorite verses in Psalms is over, I believe it's Psalms 107, I think. He talks about the people that go down in ships.
Yeah, yeah.
Talks about those that fish.
Yeah.
Amen. It says he makes the storm a calm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that the waves are still.
Hallelujah.
They're at their wits' end. They don't know what to do. But God makes the storm a calm.
Yes.
And later on we find Jesus did that very thing.
Amen.
Jesus is where the peace is.
Yeah.
Amen. When we get our heart and our mind on Christ, we can have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. It tells us later on in Philippians, amen, chapter 4, he talks about the things that we need to keep our mind on. The things that are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise,
if
there be any all these other things, think on these things.
Yes.
Keep your mind on the things of the heavens, not on the things of this world. Amen. Set your affections up there.
Yes.
Romans chapter 8 tells us to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Peace. I'm glad for peace. True peace is when you can see the storm raging. And you're calm while it's going on. Man, there's a storm in the world today. All kinds of stuff going on. Earthquakes, pestilences, amen, wildfires in California. All these other things we hear happening. It seems like the birth pangs are in travail. We're seeing the contractions of the world happen today. I don't know about you, but I'm looking up. Because I believe our redemption draweth nigh. I believe he's going to have to come back soon. I believe he's going to come back for me and you, those that are ready. Amen. That's why we can have peace in our heart today. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. I can't get peace through Buddha. I can't get peace through Muhammad.
Amen.
You see, we know those two names. Those are probably the two most known names of pagan gods that we know today is Buddha and Muhammad.
Amen.
But there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
Back in the days of the Old Testament, they had gods of Baal.
Yeah.
They had Ashtoreth. Yeah. They had Dagon.
Right.
They had Molech. They had all kinds of different gods.
Yes.
But I mean, there's only one God that proved to be the true one.
Amen.
Time and time again. Amen. Their gods couldn't help them. Their gods could not deliver them. Amen. It was only those that trusted in the one true God that was able to be delivered. And that's peace today to know that we have a true God. We're justified by faith through Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We have access to God through Jesus. I was thinking of that scripture and it took me over to Ephesians that I was thinking of. Ephesians chapter 2 over there, chapter 2. It says, "But now Jesus, in Christ Jesus, ye who are sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ."
Yes.
Amen. Today it took the blood.
Yes.
It took the blood, amen, to bring us back to God. It took the blood to break down what it says in the next verse, that middle wall of partition that was stood between me and God. Amen. It took the blood to create the bridge that would connect me to God. Amen. It took the blood all the way through. It took the blood. And if you don't have blood, there's no remission of sin.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It took the blood. I'm glad today, you know, the promises were to Abraham and the promises were to the Jews. Amen. Only later were the Gentiles grafted in. Amen. I'm glad today for that opportunity. Amen. Everybody in this room, unless you got Jewish descent or a Gentile, we weren't even included in the plan of salvation until the Jews rejected what God gave them. Amen. He came to His own and His own received Him not. Amen. So He went to the Gentiles and the Gentiles gladly received Him. Amen. And we were grafted in, became a part of the tree and the seed of Abraham. Amen. And because of that, we got heaven as our home one day after a while. But it took the blood to get there. He abolished in his flesh the enmity,
yes,
even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace.
Yes.
He did away with the law.
Yes.
He fulfilled it.
Yes.
Amen. We don't serve the law today. We serve Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
Amen.
The Bible talks about him in Colossians over there,
yes,
as being the head,
yes,
of the church.
Yes, Lord.
Being the head of all principalities,
yes,
and powers. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Today we see a lot of these things going on. It's not a flesh and blood war going on. It's a spiritual war. Amen. There's all kinds of principalities floating around up there in the air we don't see, we don't know about. Amen. But God knows about them. Amen. And he's the one that's over all of them. Amen. Amen. He's the one that's higher than all of them. And all of them are put under his feet. Amen. So this devil can have this whole world. I'm going to a better place one day after a while. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. But that's up to them. That's their choice. Amen. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Amen. You can plead until you're blue in the face. Some people will not accept him. Amen. I believe there's some in hell right now that still will not accept him because they didn't get it their way. Amen. And they're still going to reject him. Amen. Because they're too prideful. They're too prideful. Peace. There's a song I was thinking about. I don't have the words to it, but it says, peace, peace, wonderful peace.
Amen.
Amen. Flooding over my soul.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, there are songs about peace. There'll be peace in the valley for me.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm glad today, amidst all this chaos, amidst all the storms that we see raging, amen, I can have peace today.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I can have it in my heart. The Bible says it's not only a perfect peace, but it's a peace that passeth all understanding.
Amen.
Amen. I don't understand how it works. I'm just glad when it happens.
Amen.
I'm just glad I can access it.
Amen.
I'm glad I can go to the throne of grace and say, God, my heart and my soul is in the midst of a storm right now. I need peace. Amen. He can reach down and say, peace be still.
Amen.
I'm glad for that peace. I'm glad for that peace. I'm glad for it he puts into my heart.
Yeah,
I'm glad when I read the Word, I get peace.
Yeah.
Man, you can see all the stuff going on in the world today. Just go back to the Bible.
Right.
Amen. That's where your peace and your hope is found.
Amen.
It's not found in the airwaves. It's not found on the media.
Amen.
It's found in old country church houses like this one. It's found in people that assemble themselves together,
amen,
and not forsake it like this one right here. Hey, man, I'm glad today that I can still go to church, still go to the house of God, and find peace.
Amen.
There may be a day where we're completely shut up and we can't go to the house of God. I don't know if it'll ever come to that while we're living here. But you better have him in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. If they took this away today, would you have him in your heart?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee."
That's right.
Amen. I feel like I've cleared my heart tonight, brother.
Amen.
I appreciate the word. Appreciate the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I appreciate that peace that passes all understanding.